This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A shooting investigation is underway in Colorado Springs after officers were called to a neighborhood off Potter Drive last evening just east of Citadel Mall and discovered a man with a gunshot wound to his chest. Medics responded and took the man to a local hospital where he's listed in serious but stable condition. Police believe there's no threat to the community, but they're still working up information about the incident and those involved. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says one person is dead following a shooting in Security Widefield. Sergeant Deborah Minot says that deputies were called to the 4800 block of Spokane Way yesterday afternoon after shots were heard.
There is a lot of moving parts to this investigation. So again, interviewing, talking to each person who lives in this neighborhood to gather that information.
The teens were reportedly found with gunshot wounds. Two of them, one died after being taken to the hospital. Three boys were apparently crossing a busy intersection against a red light when they were hit by a car Saturday in Fountain. The crash killed two of the boys and left the third with minor injuries. Lieutenant Mark Cristiani with the Fountain Police said the boys were in the crosswalk at Fountain Mesa Road and Mesa Ridge Parkway that night, but that the driver of the vehicle that hit them apparently had a green light and the right of way.
We don't know at this time whether drugs and alcohol are a factor, but that's currently being investigated. Driver did not sustain any injuries, and they did remain on scene and are cooperating with the investigation.
Turning to our latest COVID-19 case numbers, the state of Colorado reporting 161 new cases in El Paso County, along with one additional death reported in the past 24-hour reporting period in Pueblo County. 37 new positive cases were reported. There were 7 new cases in Teller County, 9 in Fremont County. The statewide positivity rate currently sitting at 6.63%. That is nearly 1.5% up in the past 24 hours. The recent handover of COVID-19 decision-making from state to local officials is welcome news for many El Paso County restaurants hit hard by the pandemic. Owners say that they won't be back at full capacity immediately. After all, many of them still aren't at full staff, but thanks to the relaxed restrictions, there's reason for optimism. So says Jay Goost, owner of the Ascent Restaurant Group.
We did some social media pushes today just saying, hey, we're open, we're open at 100% and can't wait to see you all and just make reservations so we can really kind of gauge it that way.
Pueblo County leaders plan to discuss the COVID-19 guidelines currently in place in Pueblo County. Reportedly, county leaders will hold a meeting today to talk about possible changes and restrictions that are currently in place. The state retired the use of its COVID-19 dial Friday, returning oversight of coronavirus health orders to local officials. Pueblo County announced that they would be staying at level yellow on the COVID-19 dial with some modifications once state oversight was removed. That statewide mask mandate also remains in effect until May 3rd.
A report by an El Paso County public health employee details what she and her administrative coordinator saw during an April 9th visit to the Dr. MoMA Health and Wellness Clinic. The inspection prompted the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment to shut down the vaccine provider, forcing thousands to be revaccinated. According to reporting from our news partner 9 News, the county employee noticed more than 1,400 appointments scheduled for that one day. The employee's note said on a desk that there were several trays loaded with filled syringes in a pile and a bowl with vaccine in it. The employee stated she did not see any temperature logs or vaccine coolers, and the syringes were not labeled. Also, after getting the shot, the inspector reported haphazard supervision of patients for possible side effects. The Dr. MoMA Clinic has said that it will provide a statement in response at 3 today.
And Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser calling for a crackdown on fraudulent vaccine cards being circulated and sold online. He and 44 other attorneys general now involved in the effort, calling on the internet outlets to cease selling fraudulent cases immediately. Twitter, Shopify, eBay, and Facebook were just a few of the sites where those fake vaccine cards have been tracked to.
Well, the cold front is moving down from northern Colorado and will be in the Colorado Springs area by the time the evening commute rolls around. Once it gets here, yeah, temperatures are going to be plummeting, snow will begin to fall, and we are going to start to watch those road conditions really start to deteriorate, especially as we get to that 8-9 o'clock hour tonight. A couple of inches of snow expected by the time we wake up on Tuesday morning with some bitterly cold temperatures as well to start off our Tuesday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stein.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.